In today's episode of Keeping It Real, Cam updates us on the outcome on his daughter's final volleyball match in Birmingham this week.
Well, the good news is my oldest daughter and her team won their volleyball match in Montgomery last week that advanced them to the state championships in Birmingham. The bad news is they lost in Birmingham in the first round. Due to some silly scheduling errors on my part and changes in the tournament dates on the state's part, I was forced to watch from my kitchen on my computer. I was alone, and I hollered things that would have been horribly inappropriate in the gym in Birmingham. And when the final point was lost, I must admit, I shed a few tears. It was only a few tears and only for a moment, and then it was quickly over. And this is exactly how I feel my daughter's volleyball career went now that I look back on it, like it was over in an instant. Last week's commentary got more reaction than any I've done in the 3 years since I began doing them. Emails started arriving about 7:50 a.m. 1 week ago, right now, when last week's commentary was first broadcast. They came from people, many of them strangers, wanting to know how my daughter's team did. A parent I don't know posted on my YouTube page his story of his daughter's final softball match and how he struggled afterwards, much more so than she did. Others commented on Facebook where I posted the commentary, sharing their own stories, all full of memories and advice. College friends from across the country that I haven't spoken to in 10 years or more texted me their stories after hearing the commentary on Facebook and assured me that having my oldest child leave the nest would be awful, but it would slowly and surely get better. Each and every message advised the same thing. Enjoy it now, Cam, they said. You don't realize how much you'll miss this. I have a long history of learning lessons in hindsight, suffering through my mistakes, realizing what I did wrong, and then adjusting, versus avoiding mistakes by taking advice from people who know more than me, who've been through these things before. The list of these lessons learned the wrong way is long. Early, everyone from my father and my mother, to many, many friends, to my wife, told me that I need to savor all this, that if I don't change my mindset and pay attention, I'd miss these wonderful chapters of my children's lives. And what did I do? I kept my head down. I worked. I checked off my to-dos. Back in the kitchen, amidst all this reflection, feeling a bit hollow and sullen and down on myself, my phone rang. It was my younger daughter. Dad, she said, are you picking me up from basketball practice today? I lifted my head and straightened my back, and I took a deep breath and I smiled. Yes, I said, absolutely. I'll be there soon. And I can't wait to hear about your practice and about your school day. I'm on my way. Lesson learned, and a second chance. I'm Cam Marston, and I'm just trying to keep it real.
To hear more of Cam Marston's commentaries, search for Keeping It Real on your favorite podcast app or find them on Facebook.